Howdy, partners, and welcome back to episode six. Almost forgot. We're moving too fast.
You bottled that.
Got three on the dash.
On the dash.
And anyways.
Three on your head.
We're back with a massive episode this week.
Oh, it's huge. It's actually huge.
It is big. We said it last week that this would be a massive. We're doing the notes for this episode. We just have way too much to talk about.
I'm a little bit worried about how long this could potentially go for.
Yeah. So if you sit here for 20 minutes and then click off, then
we can't blame you, but also like and subscribe first.
Yeah.
We've had nothing to talk about in previous episodes. So we've gone for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Now we've got some teams have played three games.
Yeah.
We've got Champions League games. Yeah. Arsenal played two games. We've got to cover that.
Yep.
It's just,
there's a lot.
We're going to talk about
lots have happened this week.
Talk about our next six games.
Yeah.
In line with City's next six games.
Yeah.
And then obviously how we went last week with our predictions.
Yeah. Yeah, not great as a preface.
Hey, well, for you.
Yeah.
For you, speak for yourself, probably. What do you reckon? Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's get going, shall we?
So, since we last talked, it was Sunday, actually, wasn't it?
Yes. So, it was 8 days ago.
Yeah, it was. Long time.
Which
long
feels time like so long.
Yeah. And that Monday, we had two games. We had the United Leeds game.
Yes.
And we had Merseyside Derby.
Yes.
Which, well, we'll talk about that first.
Yeah. Well, actually, before we do, well, actually, that did happen first, but I do want to say we've finally seen some accountability from the FA, from the league itself. Lee Mason and the FA have mutually agreed to go their separate ways.
Yeah.
How mutual it was, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
He would have stayed on for as long as possible to corrupt as many games as he possibly could. But no, he's been let go, and that's the first actual bit of, you know,
accountability.
Like action that we've seen, accountability. Usually they get demoted to the championship.
Yeah.
And then after like a month they're back in the league.
Do they have VAR in the championship?
I don't even know.
I don't think they do.
They
do
just
they?
Get to
because
they go
he's
ref.
Because he's plainly a VAR, so I don't know if he'll even have a job.
Surely they would, but
well, yeah, he'll. Oh yeah, they might give him because he was a ref. Like he did actually ref games. I'm pretty sure, so he'll probably end up being a center.
I'm kind of thinking how long until he comes back, because I think it's good sign that he's been sacked. Like they mutually agreed to terminate his contract, is what their announcement said. So I think that's a good sign that we won't see him back. Because usually, they just come back after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right, he's learned his lesson. And then that game, he makes another blunder.
Yeah, to be fair, that decision to remove him was not plainly because of the Arsenal game. He had a couple decisions that he missed previous to
the
that
evidence
as well.
Was stacked against him. It was a lot. He's a bozo.
Yeah, yeah. So good on the FA for, what is it?
You know, taking action for once.
Yeah, exactly.
For once.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't give us our 2 points back, but
unfortunately not.
But City gave us our 2 points back. But we'll go into that later. Yeah. But yeah, Merseyside Derby.
Yeah.
2-0 to Liverpool.
We said that it was going to be an exciting game. Honestly, probably wasn't as exciting as we thought it would be. But
we got to verse Everton with their new manager bounce. I hoped that would carry on because they played like Real Madrid against us.
Yeah.
And they played it like Sunderland against Liverpool.
Yeah.
So
it was pretty easy game for Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gakpo getting his goal.
Finally. Yeah.
Avoiding the 007 means.
Yeah.
And now he's got 2-2, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was pretty good for him. So.
Yeah, pretty plain and simple for Liverpool. They're cruising a little bit now at the moment, aren't they? They've
Well, they're two on the bounce now.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, well, and I didn't think that Everton game would be as simple as it was for them. Yes, it was at Anfield, but
you know, Derby, it's never easy.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, I think that's one thing as well, is that we always go into the North London Derby thinking, well, it's the sort of thing that forms out the window.
Yep,
it does not matter.
It's just irrelevant.
It does not matter at all how you've been playing in previous games. It all just comes down to
everyone should be fired up.
Yeah,
for it.
Exactly. Yeah, so. Good result for Liverpool there. Yeah, exactly.
And an even better result against Newcastle.
Yeah, which is another 2-0 win. 2-0 and
again.
Yeah.
They might have been helped out a little bit by a massive goalkeeping mistake.
Yeah.
Although they were already 2-0 by that point.
They were already 2-0 by that point. So who knows if Newcastle could have come back into the game there. Had Nick Pope not been a bozo.
That's the thing, though. It's so much more than just that Liverpool game.
Yeah.
It's so much. They've got a Carabao Cup final. How long has it been since they've been in like a final?
I think I saw someone say 55 years since they won silverware. So who knows how long it is, has been be since. Right. I feel like it is. I might be wrong.
Newcastle.
But they haven't won a league in.
No, they haven't won a league in ages.
Yeah, like I don't know when they last won. But I think I saw someone say something like 55 years since silverware, which is ridiculous for Newcastle.
And
so,
then to have your main goalkeeper who's been who got like 10 clean sheets in a row or something.
Yeah.
Not like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
To come out and handle the ball like that.
Tries to header it.
Misses
one, not even a foot off the ground.
A fair attempt.
Yeah.
Moving like Lucas Torreira.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a subtle kind of grab of the ball, was it? Or a push away. It was just like, I'm going to sit here
fully
and hold
pulled
it
into
just,
his chest.
Yeah, yeah.
It just didn't make sense at all.
So he's out for the Carabao Cup game because of that. And then obviously
Dubravka is cup tied.
Yes. Yeah. So Dubravka can't play that game because it's against United, meaning they have to go with their third choice goalkeeper, which just so happens to be
the infamous Lloris Karius. from the Champions League final a few years ago. The fumble merchant.
Yep.
Well, I think that'll be interesting, especially the form United are in currently. I think it's not looking
good. It's going to be tough. Going to be tough. Good,
but yeah, I'd love to see him win that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see. So that's this Sunday, isn't it? This coming Sunday?
Monday. Monday morning
for us.
So
it'll be before we do our next episode. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, so we can cover it next episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for Newcastle, they're not really. They're dropping off a little bit, aren't they?
They've had
a couple results now in a row that they've just.
Their last two games, I think?
Yeah. So who'd they play prior to Liverpool?
I don't remember who they played.
But either way, they've started conceding goals.
Yep.
Which
they're not keeping
is unlike
clean
them. Obviously, in this game, they didn't score. I believe last week they didn't. Oh, I don't remember what game.
It?
I don't remember the
game.
It
was 1-1 all against Bournemouth
last week. Yeah, so. Yeah, two draws against West Ham and Bournemouth.
Yep, one all.
A loss against Liverpool.
And a loss against Liverpool.
So they've dropped 7 points from three games.
Their next three games: Brighton at home, United away, and Man City away.
United for the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Which
and
is
then Man City
neutral,
away,
but
so
yeah,
their next two Prem games, they're not going to be given.
Tough. So who knows where Newcastle are going to be after those three? But yeah, at the moment they are. They're still in
way
a position to
season.
Yeah, yeah. But who knows?
But yeah, it's kind of like with Arsenal, right? You've set yourself your expectations going into the season was probably mid-table sort of thing.
Yeah,
ours was like top four.
Yeah,
and now we've overachieved. We're in a title race.
Yeah,
they've overachieved. They're in a top four race.
Yeah,
do you then let it fall and say, well, our expectations?
There
were
is,
only.
And that's the thing. They're in a similar position to us. I reckon Newcastle's season is probably similar to what we were last season.
Yeah.
In that we didn't expect ourselves to be top four.
Right up there.
We were for most of the season. We were top four, right? And then we dropped off in the last five games, right? For Newcastle, their drop off might be earlier, but for them, I think they're in the same position as what we were in that they, like you said, are overachieving.
Yep. Yeah.
And are around that top four spot. And you know, we still have a lot of the season left. They still could be pushing that top four. They could even finish third. We never know.
Yep.
Oh,
God willing, but I hope it's United that dropped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rashford's purple patch can only last so long. But speaking of, I think we'll go to United.
Yeah.
They've had a good week.
They have had a very good week. They've continued their good form just in general. So
They beat Leeds. Well, they drew with Leeds previously.
Yes.
And so they played Leeds back to back. They drew with Leeds, and then they went to Elland Road, and they got 2-0.
Yeah.
Leeds had more XG, and they had more shots apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, United just made it routine. They got it done.
Yeah.
They did what they had to do. And
we said last week in our predictions that we thought that game was going to be tough for United. Obviously, we went to Elland Road, and it was a tough game for us.
New manager bounce.
New manager bounce. Just even when we went there, Leeds is one of the games that you would probably even agree with me that this season was one of the top three hardest games we've played
for
this
us,
season.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just were relentlessly pressing. They were a tough team.
I've never
to
seen
down.
A player a team play so like quick and just fired up and everything. And I really thought they'd be right up there this season.
Yeah.
Like in the mid-table.
Yeah,
at least,
you'd expect it based off that game against us, you'd expect them to be way higher than they are, but they just can't seem to get results.
Their sprints per 90.
Yeah.
They've used them all up already. So.
But even against us, to be fair, they probably could have won that game and probably should have won that game. But we got
a star, boys. So.
Yeah.
But then they went and drew, United went and drew 2-2 with Barca.
Yeah.
Which, what a game, by the way.
A very good game. Watched that, I thought, well, one, that's another great result for United, I think. Anyways.
Absolutely.
They've got, I think, a draw to go to the Camp Nou for the first time in probably ages for them.
Yeah.
and 2-2 is a great result, especially because, well, one, they were winning at one point.
Yep.
Obviously, in European fixtures now, away goals doesn't matter.
Yes.
So yes, having two away goals for them doesn't do anything.
Yep.
But I still think that being able to take that game where it is an equal game to Old Trafford for them is very good.
I think to be able to get out of Old Trafford with a draw, to be able to get out of the Camp Nou with a draw is so good. And Barca coming to Old Trafford, they're not going to like it at all. So
no.
I honestly don't see United losing the second leg.
Neither do I.
I think
they do go on
and
win.
As good as Barca have been in their league, they're still top by like 5 points or something. Yeah, I think United are just going to... They played some mad footy.
Yeah,
especially this morning, they played Leicester.
Yep.
They got 3-0. I think the first 20 minutes, they were under a bit of pressure. I only watched the highlights. I saw De Gea made some incredible saves those first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then from then, they just turned it on.
Yeah.
They just turned up the class.
Yeah, that De Gea save was unbelievable for me.
I
said to you when I saw that, I said, as much as I want to keep this quiet, it does. That old Seaman save where he grabs it from behind him and then drags it forward. It was that sort of thing where it was a very good save. Yep.
And then there was a one-on-one as well that De Gea saved. He had his
yeah.
on mount.
So. Yeah.
they just look so good.
Yeah,
when
they
on
do
it.
Look a scary team. And I also said before, I'm glad we've got them out of the way now.
Absolutely.
That we don't have to worry about United. Because as much as we're doing well as well, obviously, our form lately hasn't been great, but either way, we're both top teams, but I'm glad we've got them out of the way.
Well,
because
they might not be out of the way. We could still face them in the Europa League.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we did mention that. And obviously, that is the possibility. But in the league, we don't have to play them again.
In our race for the title,
we don't have to play them.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
But, as I'm saying, Rashford's just two goals again.
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes got two assists. Sancho's back. He got a goal, and he looks like he's set up a few decent chances. So it's all just going right for him currently.
Yeah.
And look, they're only 3 points away from City. So
yeah, that's...
They're not in a title race.
They played the same amount of games, 3 points away from City. City just continue to drop points.
Yep.
Which, exactly.
Absolutely.
But it could allow for United to really actually push for a title, which, as much as we want to kind of disregard them and say, no, they're not really a part of this, they really are now.
The one thing is, I just don't want Gary Neville to be right.
No.
It's bad enough that he said, well, he didn't discredit the fact that Arsenal were a title race. He said we would finish third.
Yeah.
Behind United.
Finish, yeah.
Which...
We can't have that happen.
At the time, it was absolutely outrageous. And now it's kind of like...
It's not impossible. It's really not. Because what? They're six points away from us.
Yep.
Obviously, we have a game in hand.
Yep.
But, especially now, we're not in the most amazing of form.
Yep.
So, who knows? Who knows what can happen? And we have a lot of the season left.
Yeah. Just like Manchester City, they played three games.
Yes, three games this week. Like United.
Like United, yep, very much. But three Premier League games it was. They versed Villa at the start of the week, and they won 3-1.
Yeah.
They just absolutely destroyed them.
Yeah, XG, it wasn't close.
3.36 XG to Villa's 0.27.
Yeah.
I wanted more from Emery, but they just turned it up. They've got Phil Foden back now.
Yeah.
I think he only came back in the most recent game, but... Now he's back and he looked lively as well.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish has started getting some goals and assists too, so.
Yeah.
Their run in is coming around. And they then played Arsenal.
Yeah.
We kind of beat ourselves.
Yeah. which another good result for City, really.
Yeah.
We'll touch more on that game when we get to
the two
Arsenal games of the week. But yeah, no, it's two good results for City, and it looked like it was going to be a good week for them just in general.
Yeah.
But then they played Forest.
I'm against deforestation.
We are all against deforestation.
I stand with the forest.
Yeah, and so are City. City do not like deforestation.
You know what? It takes a lot of guts to be able to say, look, we need the 3 points, but the forest is more important.
But you know what? There's a cause out there that is more important than the 3 points. Yeah. So we're going to back
and
the cause.
And that's Arsenal's title challenge. Yeah, but no, it's, again, City dominated Forest.
Yeah.
I watched the first 60 minutes and Forrest had the ball like three times.
Yeah.
Although Gibbs White on the counter looked really good.
Yeah. And he set up their goal.
And I think Johnson as well on the counter.
Yeah.
They were so good, but they couldn't really do anything until big Chris Wood gets that equalizer into an empty net. So happy waking up seeing that result.
Yeah.
Because our lead was at the top has just been destroyed.
And now
we've got 2 points on them and a game in hand. So it could be 5 points.
Yeah.
We're all hopeful.
Yeah. So, very unexpected considering the two results that they had prior in the week. You'd think, I think we both thought surely they go to City or they go to Forest and ruin them.
Yeah.
We wake up to a pretty nice surprise.
Absolutely. I'm buzzing with that. And I was talking to my mate who's a City fan, and he's saying, he's not sure how he feels about that game because that was probably one of their better performances of the season.
Yeah.
They outclassed
Forest. It was just that they could not finish.
Haaland missed a couple sitters,
which
proves he might be human after all, or maybe he just needs an update.
He needs a recharge.
A software update or something. But it's just... They didn't get lucky like we did.
No.
So it's kind of... But no, what he was saying basically was he's not sure how to feel about it because it was such a good game for him, but they just couldn't finish it. And if they play like that for the rest of the season, then they'll win the title easily, he said. But
yeah.
That's the same sort of thing with us against City, but...
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. I didn't think we played bad against City, but either way.
Either. What else we got? We had Brighton Fulham.
Yep. So another
which we both thought would be it was a big game, but we both thought it'd be a high scoring sort of tense affair.
Yeah. But Fulham, their good form continues.
Yeah.
Brighton at home, and this is the thing as well, is that Brighton seem to be way better away from home than they are at home, which That's is weird true. For them. But I think both teams. Great form.
Yep.
But Fulham, there's just something about Fulham. Hey, that's the thing it's with really Fulham, weird.
They've recruited so well.
Yeah.
Solomon, what's his name? Manuel Solomon.
Manuel Solomon. He got injured.
He did his ACL at the start of the season. Yep. Now he's back and he looks like he's doing all right. Willian's flying.
Yep.
Andreas Pereira is still doing his thing.
Mitrovic, obviously, he's injured at the moment, but
all
he's
of
quality.
This, Mitrovic has played up until the most recent game. He's played every game, I think.
Yeah.
But he... He's not been scoring recently.
No.
And they're still getting it done.
Yeah.
That's what it is about Fulham to me. Like, they're still... Mitrovic hasn't scored in, weeks now.
Yeah.
And they're still flying.
Yeah. It's so scary. They're making it work and they're... You know what? They're up to... I want to say...
I think they're fifth or sixth.
I think they're sixth. I'm pretty certain they're sixth. Because they've jumped Brighton as a result of that game.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I think Brighton have played two less games than a couple of teams above them, like Spurs and Fulham, I think.
Yeah. Two less games than Spurs.
Yeah, so Fulham are sixth, which is just crazy for them. They're 3 points off of fifth, which is Newcastle. Obviously, Newcastle have played a game less, but they seriously, Fulham could pull off something ridiculous this season, which is just crazy.
I feel like if Fulham can hang around there... And then just see how they go next season because they always kind of do well in their first season up from the championship. And then they go straight back down the second season. So it'll be interesting because that's kind of been the story of Fulham the last 10, 15 years.
Mm.
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's always that thing between them and Norwich that they've... Yeah. Them and Norwich can never play against each other because they always just... swap leagues.
Yeah, exactly. But so I think,
which is funny now that you now because Norwich aren't even going to get promoted this season.
Really?
Where are I think they're like seventh.
Really?
Sixth or seventh or something. They might get. They might get. Like
Burnley are coming up. Is the only
like
thing.
The promotion, the extra promotion, like top six. Yeah, obviously, yeah, you get from third to sixth. You can still playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs. Yeah.
But I don't see them getting it. So
look, I never really had an issue with Norwich. To be honest, I'm not happy with Burnley looking like they're going
to
come back up.
No, but differently different to like they're a way different team. They look like they look way different to the Burnley we're used to.
Yep.
Yeah, so obviously, Vincent Kompany is done at the helm. They are seriously to be able to get into your first job back in the UK. I feel like is always there's a lot of managers that want to come and
yep.
do it in the championship. You've got so many ex players that will come into the championship and try and do something.
Absolutely.
Frank Lampard when he was at Derby.
Stephen Gerrard.
Wayne Rooney did it at Derby for a little bit. Yep. Obviously, that was a different situation for Derby, but still, there's so many players that will come and do it.
Vieira's
companies
trying to do
come
it.
And taken companies. A Burnley side who was pretty plain and boring, transformed and brought in the players that he wants.
Yep.
And
they're
he's
just,
sitting pretty nice.
They're a different
nice.
Team.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Like they actually played good football.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't have thought The fact he's done this in half a season.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way,
yeah.
is insane. So fair enough. I think they made, like, they were kind of like Forest in the summer. They made a million signings. Yep. They had to offload half their team. But it's obviously working out for them.
Yeah. So I as much as it might be like, oh, boring for them to come straight back up, but they are a different team.
Another Claret and Blue team in there.
Yeah, just what we need.
when he comes up, He can give us 50, 60 million for Sammy Lukonga. Mm,
yeah.
Since he rates him so much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, come on, Vinny.
Back from his Anderlecht days. Yeah. You can just take him on, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's the next Yaya. Righto, mate.
Well, if you get him to bid 50, 60 mil, Chelsea might come in.
Yeah, and they might bid 70.
They might put 80 mil on him.
Yeah.
And then lose 1-0 to Southampton.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah.
Which they did.
Yeah, they did.
1-0 at home.
It's funny they did that, actually.
So, I think I saw a stat. Chelsea have 2 wins in 17 games for Potter.
That's just ridiculous. That is so unlike Chelsea not to have him sacked 5 games ago.
If it was Roman Abramovich,
Potter
would
gone.
Be like...
He would have been gone before the World Cup.
Yeah, well before the World Cup. No, he would have been like on the streets of London.
Yeah.
Looking for a job.
Trying to get back to Brighton. They would have said, sorry, buddy, we've got a better manager now.
Would have had a dead trim again.
Yeah.
But that's just insane. That's the stat as well that's worked out. 70 million, 75 million per league win they've spent.
That's just nuts.
This season.
That is crazy.
70, because they spent 600 mil, you break it down, 75 mil per league win.
That's crazy. That's just...
That's insane.
We laugh now. But you know what?
Next season,
yeah, exactly. They'll be up in the
next
title.
Next season, we're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mudryk as well is something I want to talk about. Is he's not? He kind of looks like he's not comfortable.
No,
he was benched already. Whether that was because he played a lot of games or he's still adapting or what, but he came on I think for 25 minutes or so against Southampton and he was so poor as well.
Yeah,
it's just. Whoever told him to go to Chelsea, his advisors need sacking ASAP. That was awful.
But this
he
is
stuck
the thing. But this is the thing as well.
3.5 years.
I don't think it was necessarily much his decision that he chose Chelsea over Arsenal.
Yep.
Because the whole thing was meant to be that Chelsea bid more than us.
Yep.
Right. Shakhtar didn't want to sell him for what we were offering, but what Chelsea were offering, they said, "Sure, you can have him."
Yep.
And they said to Mudryk, you either leave to Chelsea or you stay at the club. Like we're not accepting Arsenal's bid.
I think it was
so,
too far gone to stay at the club. Yeah. Also,
it was his ambition to leave Shakhtar and go and really progress his career in Europe.
Also, Shakhtar, I think, told him, if you're sold for this much money, we'll send X amount to Ukraine to help the war. So that kind of put the onus on him to be like, well, now I'm helping the war. Like now I'm...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit of a shitty situation for him.
Yeah.
But now he's locked in for 8.5 years.
Yeah.
I've no doubt he'll surely...
Oh, he'll get sold if he continues his poor form. He'll get sold. It's not a matter of he has to run down his 8-year contract. But the issue is that it'll be Chelsea won't want to sell him for any less than 100.
And I said it when he first went there. You know Lukaku, how he went to Chelsea for 100 mil?
Yeah.
And then a year later, he just was like, nah, he was twerking for Inter Milan again.
Yeah.
And he went back there.
It's going to be that.
I'm like,
it's going to twerk for Arsenal again. Hey, and he's going to, Chelsea going to end up having to loan him.
You know what to do, my boy.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty good at it already. He already knows how to do it. So
twerk for us for, we'll get you for 10, 15 mils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. But
sit on our bench at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind Martinelli and Emil. And Trossard. Yeah, exactly.
Cozy Adubri. Yeah. But no, I am surprised that they're not getting something from it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they've not showed up yet. I think it's a matter of time before they will. I say this pretty much every week, and I'm let down every week, but
yeah,
they have to.
He didn't even start in that Southampton game, did
exactly.
he? So he came on and he was still average, and this was the game for Chelsea for me that I thought, well, Chelsea's bad form stops here.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought for sure at home, I know Stamford Bridge, it's not much of a fortress for them. But you just still the home advantage. You've got bottom of the league.
Yep.
You'd think you'd be able to even score a goal against bottom of the league, but no, one they can't. They've Southampton kept a clean sheet against them, and then one.
Well,
so
I don't want to say that too much about Southampton because we did lose to them, but that was half because fucking like Lion Co and stuff. They were just
wasn't it a draw?
Was it a draw? No,
I thought it was a draw.
I swear we lost. I'm fairly sure we lost against them.
No, we drew 1-1 up there at the top.
Oh, there you
go. 1-1. I was going to say, I feel like I'd know.
And that was at Southampton too.
Yeah. Yeah, different game. Different game, guys.
But no, look, yeah. I think I do still have faith in them. Maybe not this season, but
yeah,
I think they will break into the top eight.
Mm. This is the thing. We'll cover this again, right? If Chelsea don't get top four, which is looking likely that they won't, right?
Yep.
And then let's say other than that, their only way to get into the Champions League is to win the Champions League, right? They have Dortmund in their tie. Round of 16, they have Dortmund. They're currently 1-0 down. In the first leg, they lost 1-0.
Yep.
If they go and lose this, what happens?
Yeah.
One, I think Potter has a very high likelihood of getting the boot. I know it's like, I know this seems different and that it seems this one's more of a project and they're not doing that, but you have got to
money,
like,
you've got
to
give them the time.
Out of all the managers they've sacked,
you'd expect something by now.
For way less than what Potter's given them. Yeah.
He's not given them a reason to back him. Like,
no.
Like Arteta gave them the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And they're up like 6 months in. So they were like, all right, 2 years later, he's not doing the best, but he gave us this. He's shown us what he's building. Like, we'll keep backing him.
Mm.
Potter's not really doing that.
No. No, which is disappointing because we were both on the Potter train for a while.
Absolutely.
Before Arteta came in, we were both kind of like, oh, let's get Potter in. Potter's an option. He's doing well at Brighton, blah, blah, blah. Continue to do well at Brighton once Arteta was there. Obviously, that's how he got the job at Chelsea.
Yep.
But he just, it's really surprising that he's not doing as well. Yeah. Whether Chelsea's the issue or whether he's the issue is
I was
up for debate. But
fully on platform 9 3/4 waiting for Potter, but Potter train. But
oh God, that took me 2 seconds.
That's great. Nah, I honestly I thought I would have had him at Arsenal. And to see him sort of, I still think he's a good manager. Honestly,
yeah, I think any other team, and he'd probably be bossing it.
I think he's had no resources at Brighton. He's had to make.
No, he had to make himself, and now he has the resources. And he's like, oh shit, what do I do?
He knew the players. He didn't have any egos in there.
No,
and he just was able to get the most out of these players. And now he's like, he's got a dressing room full of egos, full of players on 300k a week. Mm. Mason Mount wants 300k a week. For God's sake, like,
anyways,
like you've got average. It's like what Arsenal were again, like. They had average players on massive wages.
They need rebuild.
Oh, well, just throw more money at it. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then, maybe he just doesn't. He's not used to it, but.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, a massive difference between Brighton and Chelsea is their recruitment team.
Yes.
Right? Brighton, for years, everyone's noticed that they buy these players that are literally nobodies.
Yep.
For stupid cheap amount of money.
Caicedo 6 months ago.
Well, Caicedo, Mitoma. You've got so many players from that Brighton team over the last 5 years that have been turned into amazing players, and or they they either stay at the club or they overturn it for a good amount of money.
Yep.
Right? Chelsea, on the other hand, especially this season,
their
recruitment is awful because it's literally just, okay, who are the big players? Are they doing well? You know,
I don't think
are other teams in for them? That's what it seems like anyways. They don't seem to have a set recruitment plan.
I don't think Enzo Fernandez was really a smart signing.
No.
Not for the money they spent.
Not for the money.
He's young and he had a great World Cup and he could be a world beater for sure. But he's not necessarily shown that yet.
No.
In the Portuguese league, maybe he's done all right there. But for, 120 mil? There's no way he's worth that.
You've got 120 mil on Enzo. You've got 100 million on Mudryk. You've got additional to that, you've got about 300 million on other players.
Yep.
And I think 6 months earlier, apart from Badiashile, I think all of them are a bit all right. They're just not.
Yeah. And it's the way they just go through players. Like with Aubameyang, like, you bought him 6 months ago, basically just upset Arsenal.
Yeah.
Which is what it's looking like now.
But it didn't do anything.
To put upset Arsenal.
Yeah.
He's been awful, and now he's not even in your Champions League squad. Looks like he might be going the MLS.
Yeah.
It's just...
You've got Havertz that they bought for 80 million... 3 years ago.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
You've got Sterling that they bought from Chelsea. I don't know how much they bought. Probably wouldn't... What was
about
it?
Sterling?
Yeah, I know. And
is
he's not doing...
Injured, or is he just not even...
No, he's just not even... I think... Oh, he might be... Oh, I don't even know.
They bought him for left
wing.
But
either way, then he's not playing and he's not playing well.
They bought him for left wing. Then they bought... Well,
Mudryk.
Mudryk.
Yeah.
Aubameyang. Who else?
That's one thing as well. That's going to be sad to see because if their trend continues where they buy players and they turn into shit, it's good. You'll see
Nkunku
go to Chelsea and just like he'll be nothing like what he is.
He's good players you really like.
Yeah.
And who could be really good and they're just ruined by the system.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's their own problem. Not for me to worry about. I love seeing it. So I hate Chelsea so much. So they can.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, we talked about Chelsea for way too long there.
Yeah.
And so let's go on to Arsenal had two games.
Two games.
Which...
The first one on the Thursday for us, Thursday morning.
Yep.
5:30.
5:30 in the morning. You know, you remember the game Baku against Chelsea?
Yep. Oh, don't even.
How we lost?
Yeah.
The worst part is about those morning games, right? At least if you get like a 10:30, 12 o'clock game, you can just go to sleep. You can try and sleep it off. The 5:30 a.m. games, you got to wake up, watch them, and then you're like, you lose.
Yeah. And you've got to go to work.
Now I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Now
and you've
got to
have that on your
hours,
mind for the entire day.
Spend the next 10 hours at work just thinking about it and just being upset.
Yeah.
And like analyzing it and just not being able to move past it basically because you But yeah, that's what it was
The worst part, the worst part for me as well, right, is I watched the first 60 minutes at home, right? I had work at 7.
Yeah.
Was it I watched the first 60 minutes. Yeah. It was 1-1 at that point.
And we were playing well.
We were playing well. And I get to work and I look at the score at some point after, like way after it had finished.
Yep.
And we lose 3-1. And
you coming. I was watching and it was pretty much like we were attacking for a lot of the time. And then you see the mistakes happen.
Yeah.
We got lucky with an offside goal.
Yep.
Gabriel was getting run ragged. Which in the first half, Saliba, I think, did really well to cover Haaland.
Mm.
And then he had to move to the right side and Gabriel was kind of getting run around.
Yeah.
And then, so then they got the ball out to Grealish and it was a deflected shot again.
Yeah.
And I was just ruined. I was like, we're not getting back now.
Yeah. Because deflection off Tomiyasu, who again was at fault for the first goal.
I don't blame him for that deflection. Like he was trying to...
No, not for the deflection. No. I don't really blame him for the deflection, but it was just, okay, well, he's a part of... Another goal.
Yep. Which, I did want to talk about Tomiyasu as well. He was... How long has it been since he started a game?
No, Ben White, and that's the thing. I did not think that that game was the game to drop Ben White.
Ben White had been one of our most consistent players all year, all season.
Yes, he's had a blip of
and
a couple of games.
The last two or three games, he's fallen off a little bit. But then you throw Tomiyasu in against Man City.
Yeah, I don't think that was the right decision.
Grealish, who's getting back on form now. Yeah. Haaland, who's just... He's a robot, obviously, as we know.
Yeah.
And just to throw Tomiyasu in against that.
Mm.
And like Arteta said, he's seen 7 years of scouting on Tomiyasu and he's not once made that pass back.
Yeah.
So it clearly got to his head a little bit and he just couldn't compete one way or another. Which is not Tomiyasu. I know he's very capable. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
But yeah, something in him just wasn't ready for it, I don't think.
No, which, and I've been, you know, he's there in case Ben White, because Ben White was being so consistent this season and has been.
Yep.
He obviously hasn't really had much of a look in the team, yep. right? That's not to say that he's not a quality player, but it's just because it has been so long since he last played.
Yes.
You've just dropped him in against the biggest game for us this season.
Mm-hmm.
Against a player who, by the way, I want to say, Tommy, I feel like Tomiyasu's strength to me is when players run at him.
Yep, defending.
Right? Jockeying in, have the player be full, like just all sorts of tricks dribbling at you. Yep. I remember the game specifically against Spurs when Son did it and he just pocketed him, right? He needs a player who is going to... That's what he's good at. It's yeah. just players who run at him. Grealish is not that player. Grealish will keep a hold of the ball as close to himself as he can until the last second.
He will
just knock a pass and draw a foul. Exactly. And I don't think that's Tomiyasu. Whereas, to be fair, the other option is Ben White, which I don't know. I don't know how he would have gone, to be fair. But
Ben White is a better, I think, reader of the game.
Yeah.
He's got better positional awareness.
Yeah.
Which he didn't show against Villa, but that's against the point. But I think Ben White had been... It was a risk. It was a risk. He hadn't been at it, but I don't know if it was worth it. If it worked, everyone would have been praising Arteta, saying it was unreal.
Yeah.
And again, actually, Tomiyasu did get a good cross across the face of goal.
Yes, he did. Yep, that's true. Yeah.
And Nketiah just didn't get on it, which is another thing, but... Yeah, look, I don't know. It just didn't work out that time.
Yeah.
And it cost us.
Yeah. But just mistakes throughout the entire... Defensive mistakes in the game is what cost us, really. Yeah. We were playing well in the build-up. We had more possession. I think what's the thing is that we... That was the least amount of possession City have had since Guardiola was in charge, which is crazy.
It's insane.
Right? That's something to take out of that game for sure, right? And the good thing is that the team and Arteta do not seem too distraught about it. Arteta
I think he said he's more confident of winning the title now than he was before that game.
Yeah.
Because we went against the best team in the league, in the world even.
Yeah.
And we went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah.
And we gave them a bit of grief.
Yeah.
We were, like, it was only a penalty we scored, but we were on them from the start pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was just we gave them a couple goals. We threw it away.
Yeah. But, you know, the issue now is that out of the two games we have against City in the league, that one was probably the one we should have won.
Yep.
We have to
go to the Etihad.
Which is, I don't know, I'm way less confident for that game.
Again, we are kind of better away from home. Like, we can see
the
lot
this season,
home.
Yes, that's true. We our away games seem to be super high scoring.
Is the Etihad really a fortress sort of thing? Like,
no, but we do just... seem to do worse at the Etihad.
Yeah.
Which is,
you know. I think the stat is Pep has won his last 11 games against Arsenal in the league.
Yeah.
Which is just abysmal. Yeah. And something needs to change there.
I don't remember the last time I watched.
The storyline adds up. I think Arteta could get it done at the Etihad. Yeah. I'm confident.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
For some reason, I'm more confident going there than I am at home.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. But it's just something.
I think maybe that might, is that a result of that game though? As in,
it's going to be
because of the game we just played against City. Do you reckon you're more confident now at the Etihad?
Well, as
like
well,
if you were asked that a week ago, do you reckon you'd be confident in the Etihad?
I think so. I think as well because Jesus will be back.
True.
Smith Rowe will be back.
Yep.
Obviously, he's our best player.
Yep. Yeah.
You said yeah. You can't take him back. Vieira will. Well, our squad will have probably had more minutes because we'll have played the Europa League. Vieira's probably going to get more minutes. Tomiyasu will get more minutes as well. Yeah. I think we'll be better equipped for it.
Mm.
And then with Jesus coming back, I think he's just going to lift us. I really hope so.
Yeah.
Because that was another thing with Nketiah. He's not been at it for the last couple of weeks. Since United, he got two against United. Since then, he's not really done anything. And at least with Jesus, he can drop back. We need someone who's going to be able to take some players out of the game, like dribble through, make those. Well, Nketiah does. He makes the runs. He takes some players off. But with Jesus,
I think Jesus as well has
bring Martinelli into the game more because Jesus does shift left.
Yes, Yeah.
So I think that would be massive.
Which is good. Which is, I think that's one thing. That's one reason why I think Martinelli's form has dropped off.
Yes.
Is because Jesus is out, right? We've talked in the past that Odegaard obviously favours Saka's side.
Yep.
But the part about that is that Odegaard does still link with Jesus,
yep.
right? And when Jesus is in the game, Martinelli's in the game.
And then when Martinelli's in the game, Xhaka's in the game.
Exactly. Because this Xhaka, is the thing.
Because Jesus kind of drops off to the left. Martinelli can drop inside sort of thing. We're talking all tactics right now.
Yeah.
But Martinelli can have a bit more freedom because Jesus is occupying that space.
Yeah.
And that, again, gives Xhaka
yes.
that whole central, yeah. basically.
Yeah.
And Zinchenko can come in a bit more. Like, it just, he makes us flow more.
Mm.
He adds so much more to the team than anyone even realizes.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we miss and we need it so bad. Like,
mm.
I think it'll probably be another month before he's back. I don't think Arteta will rush him back.
I don't think he'll want to. What we've got lucky for us now is that in the next month, we don't have massive fixtures.
Yes.
It's not like we've got City or any big top six teams that we've got to play.
Yep.
Which just up until about early April,
City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Newcastle run.
Yeah,
we'll have Jesus back, and hopefully he'll be
exactly
getting 15 goals.
Interestingly, one thing we don't have here, right, is before this game, we got news that Partey was injured.
Yes,
so
he ducks, doesn't he?
He does. He seems to. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but he just.
Who's the ideal replacement for Partey?
Caicedo for me.
Caicedo.
He's the only one I can think of right now.
What? Who's going to have the defensive prowess as well as like being able to bring the ball forward, the long pass, the dribbling, resistance.
What you get in Caicedo now is the defensive side,
yeah.
right? More than the attacking side. What you can get when you bring Caicedo to Arsenal is you'd learn the attacking side.
What about like Declan Rice?
Yeah, the issue with Declan Rice that I've got is that
does he excel at defense?
Yes. Does he excel? Yes, defensively, yes. I think he excels.
Does he excel bringing the ball forward?
I'd say previous to this season, yes.
Good. I've not seen much of him on the ball. He's got a good pass.
I think Declan Rice is a good option if it wasn't for the fact that West Ham are still wanting to sell him for something around 100 million.
See, I think that's what you got to do, though. 12 months left on his contract, you can negotiate that. I think we can get him for 70 mil.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a great deal.
That'd be a great deal. Like that'd be absolutely amazing deal.
And he's a leader.
But what I would want is if we got Declan Rice, I still want Caicedo.
Yeah.
I still would like Caicedo.
For that Xhaka role.
Because imagine if you've got Rice and Caicedo there. One of them or both of them can play eight as well.
Yes. Yes.
We haven't seen Rice as much in an eight role, but I don't think... No, we have. He
plays there for England.
The Euros, He played eight, and he's been phenomenal for England.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that having both of them would be an issue.
Caicedo in the Partey role, Rice in the Xhaka role.
Yeah.
I kind of want someone more attacking in that Xhaka role. And I was thinking, I've been screaming it for ages, Smith Rowe, put him there in that sort of pocket with Odegaard on the other side. But now... What about Vieira? What if you put Vieira there? Whenever Vieira always comes on for Xhaka.
Yeah.
And he always plays there when he comes on. Is it time to give him a few more minutes? Will he play there in the Europa League potentially?
I think he will play there in the Europa League. Like Vieira, I think Smith Rowe will also play in the Europa League when he gets back.
I think Xhaka will still play in the Europa League and Vieira will probably play on the right because we don't have Marquinhos.
True.
So
no, but Xhaka will play. Xhaka will play every game that he can.
Yeah, I think that's
Arteta's thing is that if you... A good player will play every single game of the season. You look at Pedri, what he did.
His ankles and what he has been. Blood.
Oh, yeah, they are. And that's what I worry about, especially when he went down during the Villa game.
Yes.
I was seriously, because he went down, he got tackled a few times and you could tell he was injured.
From Coutinho.
Yeah, exactly.
From behind. And then
he went down again without any sort of tackle. He just went down and I was like, if he...
Yeah, I thought he was coming off injured.
Yeah, I thought he was.
And then he just kicked on and he was so much better.
But
look, in terms of City, I think they've just got the player. Like De Bruyne is that guy.
Their midfield is phenomenal.
That clip of De Bruyne walking off.
Yeah.
He winked at the camera and it's just...
And then what did he do with the water? What did he do with the bottle? Yeah, what did he do with it? He did some sort of touch with the water bottle where it got thrown and he's like, yeah. I mean...
He's just him. And he always drops a masterclass against us at the end. Yeah. And as well, one player I wanted in the summer was Gundogan, because it looked like they were potentially getting rid of him.
Yeah.
And he's just doing what he does. He's so good. I would have him in that left eight role.
When City go to shit as a result of this 100 plus things that they've got of financial fair play,
which they won't,
I'll happily take Gundogan.
Absolutely.
Man, he's like 34 and he's still bossing it. Yeah. Like
he's so good.
He's a phenomenal player.
He just keeps things ticking, really.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, anything else to the City game you got for me? Ramsdale potentially. I don't think really blame Ramsdale. His defense let him down.
One thing I want to say about Ramsdale, actually. Oh, yes. Yeah, Zinchenko, actually. We'll talk about this.
Zinchenko. Well, what do you want to say about Ramsdale?
With Ramsdale, he... A lot of the time, I look at him and I think, is this guy really the keeper that I can see us taking, like, winning titles
to the top?
Yeah. And I don't know.
Well, I just feel like he has the aura.
No, not the aura, not at all. I think that's what he's got. I think he has that personality that a goalkeeper needs.
Does he have the composure?
I think there's something about him that he just... There seems to be times where he will concede goals that there's just little bits you can critique that it's like, I don't know if I want to blame you for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Zinchenko, and then I'll move back onto Ramsdale because this is more towards the Villa game.
Anyway, but Zinchenko's kind of fallen off a bit as well, hasn't he?
Yeah,
you could contribute that to Xhaka falling off.
Yep,
because those two kind of work but in that sort of same position.
I think those two have dropped off only in the last two games.
Yes,
because of Partey being out.
Yes, that's
Xhaka
very true.
He is so much better with Partey next to him.
Yep. And, yeah, Jorginho's kind of...
Jorginho is not the facilitator.
He's not covering as much ground as Partey does. But he's very good on the ball.
Yeah.
He's very good at, like, the Gundogan sort of keeping things ticking, sort of. But he's not the Partey sort of... Like, I saw someone on Twitter again say, Ødegaard, Xhaka, and Jorginho. There's zero athletes there. Not one of them is an athlete that's going to... Ødegaard's going to be running all game, but he's not agile. He's not quick.
He's not quick. He can't. No, there's no...
Xhaka's obviously got an unbelievable engine, but same thing.
Yeah.
And Jorginho, same thing. So it's like we don't have any exceptional athletes that can keep going for 90 minutes. We've got players who sort of need to be on the ball to make things happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And actually, that's one thing as well. Yes, so Zinchenko, he's been weird, isn't he? He's just like, I don't know. I think the City game might have got to his head a little bit.
Yeah, he's come back in the Villa game.
As it did in the FA Cup, they probably kind of got to him. And but Jorginho, as a result of Partey being out, Jorginho has been playing both this game and then the one against Villa.
Yeah. And he's been...
I want people to take back their criticism.
Yep.
As much as I was also, I feel like I, to an extent...
A little bit sus on it.
I was like, well, that's not Caicedo. That's not really the signing that we wanted.
It's because we got...
But you know what?
This and we got this.
Yeah, exactly. But he's come in and he has really done a job.
Yes. He's been
As much as against City, he was probably found out just a little bit because of what you were saying. He's not as quick. He's not really much of an athlete.
Yeah.
Which is what we need. But against Villa, he was... phenomenal. I think he was one of our top players in that game.
I think he's one of the guys as well who didn't lose his head. Just kept us going. And should we go into Villa now?
Yeah.
So we beat Villa 4-2.
Yeah.
At their ground.
Crazy game.
The storylines there, by the way, were insane. I tweeted it out. There's the Emery storyline.
Yeah.
There's the Emi Martinez storyline. Yeah. There's what was it? There was the Emile Smith Rowe storyline.
Yeah.
There's the Buendia one.
Mm. Yes, true.
And I think
there's a lot there.
Ollie Watkins is a lifelong Arsenal fan. It's just there's that forced rivalry that they tried to make two years ago.
Yeah.
So it was, I was really worried about it. And 5 minutes in, they told me why I should have been worried.
Yeah.
Because that was a really good goal as well. We were just so exposed.
Yeah. And that's, and actually, this is what I wanted to bring up about Ramsdale. I, at the time, I didn't think it was his fault. It was kind of a one-on-one, really. Like, it was Saliba. Saliba, I think, could have done better.
Saliba allowed him to get the shot off.
What I noticed after I really looked at that goal was Ramsdale was kind of slow to get down to that.
Yeah.
You look at a lot of keepers, and I want to say, I want to point out, I think De Gea is the best at this.
It was a really good shot on his weaker side.
Yeah, it was. And it was a really good shot. And I'm not taking anything away from that. And I'm not saying this is Ramsdale's fault.
Yep.
This is just my, like,
yeah,
critique of this goal in general. I'm trying to find a reason why we conceded it.
Yep.
I think, yes, Saliba could have done better. And I also think Ramsdale could have done better.
Yep.
But either way, it was a good goal from Watkins. And I think it kind of set the tone in that, you know, we can't just come into these sort of games after, yes, we lost to City, but, you know, we can't take every game as, now that we're up at the top table, it's like, okay, yeah, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win.
Yep.
There's still some tough games in here no matter what. We've got to really perform to stay up there. Yeah. So.
And we have to really, like, focus on that as well.
Mm.
It's just maintaining our level that we know we can play at and just take it to those teams to beat us, not beat ourselves.
Yeah. You
know? But it is the first time that we've conceded inside the first 15 minutes all season,
yeah,
which is insane.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane.
That is pretty good, actually.
To go more than half a season like that.
Yeah.
There was another thing as well. We do, not so much this season, but in previous seasons gone past, we have a tendency to revive dead players, dead teams and dead players.
Yeah.
Like, Everton this season and last season, we gave him a chance.
Yeah.
And Coutinho.
Yeah.
How long has it been since he scored?
We mentioned a couple episodes we were doing our biggest flops of the season. And I think Coutinho was in one of ours that he hadn't scored. I think he has one assist all season.
Don't get me wrong. Really good goal.
Oh, amazing goal.
And he tried to kill Saka, so the agenda flies.
Yeah.
But we just gave him the chance. And it's always those players that we give.
Mm.
We give a chance to, and they take it against Arsenal. It's always they're up for it to play us.
Yeah.
It's just something that really annoyed me.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, it was a good goal. Saka's goal was obviously those two.
Ooh.
Saka's goal was phenomenal. Ooh. This was a game that every single one of our goals was awesome.
He's him, Saka.
Yeah.
Oh, he's him.
This is the thing as well.
He is.
His attitude has changed completely.
He is world class.
He is world class.
Bukayo Saka.
I think he is the only, he probably is the one player in our team that we can, and people would agree with, is say, yeah, Saka's world class.
He's world class. He's doing it every week now.
Yeah.
And he's lifting us up.
Yeah.
We go down, Saka gives us that goal.
Yeah.
We went down again, Zinchenko.
Yeah.
What a goal.
Phenomenal goal.
I thought it went wide.
When he shot, I thought it was going wide. It just looked like the shot that was just creeping past the post.
Yeah.
But yeah, great goal. First Premier League goal for him.
Yep. First Premier League goal. He didn't score any for City.
No, never scored any for City.
He played over 100 for City.
Yeah, exactly.
And he never scored for him. And that's the thing. He scored his first goal for us and for himself in the league.
Mm.
And
he didn't celebrate.
And he just went straight
just
back.
Just went straight back. But that's the mentality, is that we were back in the game, weren't we? That
well,
was, we needed that goal, and he knew it, and he said, all right, let's keep going.
Yep.
Let's not sit here and celebrate my first goal.
Yeah,
let's
just push on.
His mentality is awesome. So
speaking of mentalities, you got Emi Martinez. I knew coming into this game, he's going to be an absolute piss take.
Yeah.
And because it's what he does, he's a master of the dark arts,
yep,
as he saw with, in the World Cup with Argentina. Yep. He does it consistently with Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And I was just hoping we don't get any penalties.
Yeah.
Because he would save it. He'd get in our head and that would ruin Saka's confidence.
Yeah.
But he spent the whole game from about 20 minutes just holding the ball for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I thought about what you mentioned last week in that.
That's the first thing I thought.
They pick up the ball and you're right. They go to a replay. They look at a couple angles of the replay of a shot or a goal or something. And then you come back and he's still got the ball in his hand.
You've seen six replays, six different angles of the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you hear the ball being kicked and it goes back to it.
And it's like
70 seconds ago. Like,
yeah.
And because you bounce it, you're allowed to just
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But he spent that whole game wasting time, being a little bitch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you heard at the end of the game, Unai Emery said, that's not my plan. Like, I don't tell him to waste time.
No. And he does it because it's us.
It's wonderful because at the end, there was 6 minutes of added time.
Yeah.
Purely because.
Because of his time wasting.
Of his antics.
Yeah. And he concedes.
Well, was he ran into his own player, I think, and then he went down injured.
Yeah. Oh, that was like, and then that was that photo. There's you got that photo of Martinelli standing over him because of that, and it was that was awesome.
But yeah, we got so much out of time because he wasted so much time.
Yeah.
And then to score in it off an own goal
that was it was just
I cannot awesome. Tell you how happy I was to see that. First of all, Jorginho, which Arteta's happy in itself, because that's his scouting, it's paying off while everyone doubted it.
Yep.
And then to have Emi Martinez, it's like,
In the moment, I didn't know what I would rather. I didn't know if I wanted Jorginho to score. Like, if he put that top corner, that would have been nuts. Absolutely. That would have been crazy, right? But the fact that it's come off the crossbar, perfectly landed on the back of Emi Martinez's head, bro, and it's gone in, that was That was the best thing that could have happened there.
That's so good.
A stoppage time winner, own goal from Emi Martinez. Topped that game off.
Yeah, I wasted a lot of time, but do you know how much my time Arsenal wasted? I'm just so happy that it was off him.
Yeah.
I genuinely hate him, blood.
Yeah. No, it was probably the first time I'd ever posted on Snapchat. That was such an in-the-moment thing. I've never, ever posted on Snapchat story, but I just, so in the moment, I was like, hold that, you wild lad.
Three stories come up at the same time. One was like a Martinelli's celebration. One was yours.
Yeah.
I was just so
happy. But
I'm genuinely just, And then Martinelli, to Emery's, he wasn't happy that, which one, I don't understand this, to be fair. The Martinez went up for the corner.
Mm.
Emery wasn't happy with that because he said you might score 1 in 100 and you're going to concede more often than you don't.
I never really understand that. I think it's worth going up, but I don't know if it's worth getting up. There's one thing about goalkeepers being up, though, is when a goalkeeper comes up, I feel like in a game situation, everyone shits themselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's like, what do we do? Does someone go and stand on the goalkeeper? Because it's like, you don't expect the goalkeeper to score.
Yeah.
But then it's like you're using one man. It kind of gets into everyone's head.
Yeah.
One thing thinking about that, would it be better to stick the goalkeeper on the edge of the box? Because one, if that ball comes out, right? If that ball gets headed out, the goalkeeper's there.
Yep.
Either one, he can take the shot if he really wants to and be stupid. Or
Allison kind of move.
Or he just plays it off. And they just start another, he might play it back out wide, another cross comes in.
Yeah.
Or he puts a cross in himself, he kind of dinks one back in. There's options there instead of just being there for a header.
If it is cleared, he can be the first to get back.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But I think in that situation, exactly. I don't understand why Emery was upset with that because, like, you got to give yourself a chance, right? 1 in 100, doesn't matter. You got to give yourself that chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Because either way, you don't score that, you've lost the game.
Mm.
And then what? They conceded another goal, which, by the way, there's so much to unpack in that clip, right? But Vieira getting it, keeping his composure, looking up, seeing Martinelli in the middle, playing the perfect pass, seeing it's made it to Martinelli, and just being on the ground.
They were probably the two perfect players to be up for that attack.
Because they love each other. They're close to each other. They're
best friends. And you're right, Vieira kept his composure. When he got that ball and you just watched Martinelli curve his run around Kamara and get into that space, you were just praying he passed that.
Yep.
Because there's so many times where you'll watch and they know they've got an open net and they're at halfway and they'll take that shot on from halfway.
The composure to it run the room.
Perfect, dude.
I had flashbacks of Chelsea.
Yeah. Yeah, legit. And then he gets through, gets past Kamara, he knows he's through.
Puts his hands up for half a second.
Yeah. And he wants that photo and then let me finish it.
We went from being absolutely depressed, great. 1 point.
Yeah.
So you're going to jump us now to then being the perfect goal, Martinez's own goal from a Jorginho shot, Martinelli getting a goal again for the first time in six or seven games, and then City dropping points later. It was just perfect, honestly.
And we said when Coutinho scored in the first half and it went to 2-0 halftime, or 2-1 halftime, sorry.
We said we'd
we were both like, if we get a point out of this, that's probably the most we can get.
Which still would have put us 1 point ahead of City.
Yeah.
With a game in hand.
But we needed the win, and it was a must win, really.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I think the way that the game ended was, I would actually say that how that game ended was better than if we had gone to Villa and won 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a comfortable win. So I think that was perfect.
We're usually on the end of the storylines. Yeah. Of the we on the receiving end. Yeah. But for once we got it.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
And then even the Martinelli goal, you've got what, it was him, Vieira going to celebrate together. With some Naruto thing. I don't even know what that is. I think it is. I'm not even sure, to be honest. And then Saliba came in and did it. I'm like, what on earth? That's such a weird trio.
But there's four, I want to say, key moments in that game.
Yes.
There was Gabriel's tackle against Leon Bailey.
That was awesome.
He's on his right foot. Bailey cuts in.
Yeah, to be fair, he got turned.
He got turned, but he stuck out his left leg and he just got it. I was like,
yeah.
That's
that was real. An awesome that's tackle. Peak. Yeah.
And then there was the Ramsdale save.
Yes. Put on the crossbar. That was nuts from Bailey.
That was incredible as well.
When Bailey came on, he changed the game for Villa.
I was so
we were comfortable in the second half, and he comes on and he took that one where it's coming above him and he's taken that touch and it came from that shot, I think.
That was sick.
It was just he's a phenomenal player by the looks of it. But
that was one where I was screaming at my TV, like, he was running in and no one was going to him. Saliba ran away from him.
Yeah.
And then Ramsdale like screamed at him, like press him, shut him down.
Yeah.
Gabriel was nowhere to be seen. He'd been gone. And so it was literally just Ramsdale and Leon Bailey.
Yeah.
And he made an incredible save.
Yeah.
So you get those moments from Ramsdale, which kind of do give him that.
Yeah.
And then so there was, I think first was the Nketiah miss.
Yes.
Played Ødegaard, skinned Tyrone Mings, plays a perfect ball to Nketiah, one-on-one with the keeper, takes it so wide, then tries a chip when that wouldn't have been the best option for him after taking that wide.
No.
Saka had just come inside him. He could have played the ball to Saka. Yeah. Saka have basically an open goal.
Yeah. Another one with Nketiah. You've only got one miss there. Yeah. He missed two.
What was the other one?
There was one that he... I think it was Tomiyasu crossed it in. It was offside, right? Yes, it was offside.
Yeah.
But he's got it and he's headed it over the crossbar. Do you not remember that?
Yeah.
It was offside, mind you, so it wouldn't have counted anyways.
I think
how would you miss from that?
I think someone got a foot to it instead.
Oh, yes, it was Mings, wasn't it? I think it might have been incredible defense. It might have been incredible defense. It might have been an Nketiah.
But
Bozo way, moment again.
Either way, Nketiah's just...
It just looked on a platter for him. Right now, so. No.
But, and then speaking of on a platter, he did really well to shut down Konsa.
Yeah.
He did really well. That's the Nketiah of old that we know. And
he was pressing Martinez pretty well in that game.
Got his head up. Passed it to Ødegaard. He's got 60% of the goal to aim for.
Yeah.
Wide. The one man you would probably... No, well, I'd probably put Saka on that.
But anyways.
But Ødegaard, you'd back him.
And that was when we were 2-2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were 2-2 at that point, and we just thought, that's it.
I was like, yeah, it's not happening for us.
Yeah, that's the best chance we're going to get all game.
Oh, well, we'll take a point and we'll move on. But
yeah.
I was baffled when he missed that. He had at least like a solid meter that Emi Martinez wasn't getting to.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... Like, it didn't skim the post. It was pretty wide, too.
No, it was... it wasn't even close. It was like... Yeah, I was baffled. I literally... There's a lot of things that... In the last couple of games, when I'm watching games, I realized that before the goal's even scored, I'm like... Up,
yeah.
I'll stand up, and I'm like off running off out, like out of my lounge room before the shot's even taken, thinking, oh yeah, this is a goal.
You've run.
That
away.
Was one of the things. I've run out of my lounge room at this point, and I'm like, what has he done?
You run away celebrating, and you just hear the commentators, oh, how's he missed that? You're like, hang on, no,
it was no.
But look, that was. It should have been an easy chance. He could have taken a touch, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah. And that's the thing, Martinez didn't even dive for that.
Yeah, no, he did, but he was late.
Yeah.
But and that's what I'm saying, he had like a whole meter to aim for. I did just want to say as well, while we're on the topic of Saka being world class, I saw the best season for a 21-year-old in the Premier League. You've got Ronaldo's infamous season.
Yeah.
On his second or third year with United. He got, I think, 17 goals and 8 assists.
Yeah.
For 25 GA.
Yeah.
In 34 games or something.
Yeah.
And then you had Sane, 16, 17, 10
goals, 15 assists. Yeah.
So 25 again,
I think. In 32 games. Which is nuts. That's crazy.
You've currently got Bukayo Saka, 17 goals and assists in 23 games.
Yeah.
You know how mad that is?
It is, yeah.
You know how mad
if he goes and gets, if he goes and gets one goal, let's say he gets one goal involvement every game from now on, which is
insane.
Which is insane if he goes and gets that. But he's got 17 and 23, right? Let's say
15 games to get 8.
Yeah.
To match it.
To match that.
Yep.
That's, if he goes and does that, which I think he can absolutely go and do that.
And he's finally.
Also, one thing, Saka's due a hat trick, by the way. He's never got a hat trick.
Really?
He's due a hat trick.
I don't think it happens. But
I think it happens. I think in one of these games, Saka goes and gets a hat trick.
Surely.
That'd be phenomenal.
Southampton, fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely. Bournemouth or something.
Yeah.
But it's he's developing the dog.
The dog.
The dog.
Gym. Yeah, he is. As a result of Henry's.
The way Coutinho tackled him, he got up and gave him a push, which Coutinho tackled him from behind and Saka got a yellow card for. So make that make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thierry Henry said a week or two ago,
yeah,
the best players are not nice.
No.
Forgive my French accent. But yeah, the king himself has been talking to Saka and he's saying, you have to like get under their skin. So Saka's kind of doing that the last couple of weeks. He's dropped the cutie allegations.
Yeah.
The unicorn riding.
Yeah. This whole spelling bee bullshit. Yeah.
he's dropping those and he's turned up.
Yeah.
And he keeps turning up.
Yeah.
And we can only hope that he does. And he just continues. He's got 9 goals, 8 assists. So it's evenly spread as well.
Yeah.
And another thing from that is we finally have players who we look like are going to get 10 goals, 10 assists.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the biggest things with City when they had Sané, that's between 16 and 2019.
Yeah. All-rounded players. That
4 or 5 players that would get 10 goals, 10 assists.
Yeah.
Like David Silva, Leroy Sané, Aguero.
Aguero, yeah.
I don't know who was on their right wing, but basically, they had heaps of players that were just, anything could come from anywhere.
Mm.
And now you've got Saka on 8 goals, 9 assists, or the other way around. And then Odegaard's on 6 goals, 8 assists.
Yeah. Martinelli's up there slightly.
Despite dropping off a little bit.
Yeah.
He's up there. Jesus was on like 6 and 6.
Yeah, before he got injured, he was up there to get that. And he still may.
Eddie Nketiah, I think he's only got 3 goals or so in the
Premier. Yeah, something like that. Xhaka's got, five goals and a couple assists or something. So like, we've got players that are contributing
that
to goals.
The thing
now
I was most envious of is everyone's getting in and everyone's having to get, everyone's contributing.
Oh, City had Yaya Touré as well.
Exactly. Yaya Touré.
And it was like, and that's it. That was, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm hopeful for.
Mm.
That we get to that sort of level. And it looks like,
well, last year we had both Saka and Emil to get 10 goals.
Yes.
They both got above 10.
Yes. Emil got 11, I think.
Yeah, and I think, well, did Saka end up getting more than Emil?
I think so.
Because Emil got to 10 first, didn't he?
I think so.
But either way. But so, you know, we're slowly doing it.
Yeah.
So
slowly.
Slowly. And it's a process.
It's a project. Trust the process, my boy. Yeah. So that's pretty much all we wanted to cover for the game.
Yeah.
Now we've just got the cosmetics to cover. But I did have one interesting piece of information that has come out in the last, actually, no, we'll talk about the next 6 games as well in a minute. But
oh, yes.
Yeah. I did have one bit of information that's come out in the last 24 to 48 hours was Newcastle are monitoring Kieran Tierney.
I didn't see that.
You hadn't seen that? They're saying 30 million rated Kieran Tierney. And I'm like, first of all, that's not enough money.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want 50 mil minimum for Tierney. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
But money aside, I think that is an incredible deal.
Yeah.
Tierney, who
I think
the one player who didn't run over and celebrate when Martinelli scored that last goal.
Mm.
Tierney stuck on the halfway line, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. You had Xhaka there, but he was subbed off.
A lot of the people that went and celebrated Martinelli's goal, it was like half went to Martinelli and half went to the bench.
Yeah, true. So, But
it was probably a thing where he was another 200 IQ moment like Bernardo Silva was in that game. You know how people were praising him because everyone went and celebrated in the corner, but he stayed on the pitch against Villa in the last game of the season.
Yeah, true. We'll put it down to that.
Yeah.
But I think Tierney to Newcastle, what? They've got Dan Burn at left back?
Dan Burn's currently playing left back.
He's really been quality, so... But
I
think Tierney will give him something else. They've got Trippier on the other side. Mm-hmm. I think Tierney will give him attacking prowess.
Yep.
He's got the pace still.
Yep.
He'll secure the bag.
Yes,
if he goes there. And he just seems to have fallen out of favour here. So I think he will get more minutes there. So I think that would be a really good signing, as much as I myself don't want to lose Tierney.
No.
Because I think he's an exceptional backup.
But
and I was actually calling for him to come back in for Zinchenko. Or maybe move Zinchenko midfield and play Tierney.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
But it needs to be something that if we're going to go and sell Tierney, we need to have a good backup that comes in.
Yes, exactly.
Because Zinchenko, and I feel like Zinchenko, as much as he's a good player, I think he is less of a left back than Tierney. Like, he's not a left back in my eyes. Yes, to me, he's not.
We need an out-and-out left back. And that might be where we go get another young Spanish guy or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, I think I just thought that was interesting, worth mentioning.
Yeah,
premature, obviously. Transfer
yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't seen that, to be honest. So,
nah. Well, anyway, what do we got?
We would like to cover the next. Obviously, this title race continues to move.
It's a heat up.
Yeah, we have got our next six games for both Arsenal and City that we want to cover because. It's interesting.
It's the beginning of the end, I've written. The beginning of the end of the season.
Yeah, it is. It is, actually.
So the next six games, what, we've got 15
games
left?
We've got 3 months.
So it's moved quick this season. Third of the last third.
Yep.
But yeah, I just wanted to see how ours compares to cities. The congestion, they've got the FA Cup they're still fighting for.
Yep.
And we both in European games.
Yes.
But I feel like we also should have added United because they're hot on our heels. But
yeah, that's true.
We'll cover the top two for now. Maybe we'll do United at a later date.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with Arsenal? Or?
Yeah. So we've got...
out of 18 points, let's see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can do it this way. So Leicester away is the next game we've got.
With Maddison back, he's looked pretty good.
Yep.
They've got Harry Suter in defence, who I'm always going to point out, who's always going to be a threat from
set pieces.
From set pieces.
Aerially.
And that's where we've beaten Leicester the last couple of games, is through our set pieces. Yeah. And I think he's come in, and not that we really score headers from set pieces.
No.
But
we do against Leicester. That's the thing is that last season, we beat them 2-0 both times.
Yep.
One of the games was when Partey scored his first goal for the club, which was a header.
Yep.
And Gabriel scored a header as well.
Yes.
That was one of the... I can't remember which game that was. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that should be an interesting game away from home. I'm not sure how good Leicester are at home, but Madison's back and he's been good. They did just get turned over by United, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but in that first 20 minutes, they looked really good.
They were a threat.
I think if we can get through that sort of period where they have their dominance, I think we should probably turn them over as well.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I think... I can see this win being more comfortable than Villa.
Yep.
I think Leicester, as much as they have threatening players still, I think like as a squad, I think they're better than Villa and better than a lot of other teams, but they aren't quite, they're just this season, they're not quite there. I think to see how comfortable United were to go and beat them probably gives me a bit more confidence.
Absolutely.
Despite it being away from home. I think we're better away from home. We played this game. This game at the start of the season was a 4-2 win for us at home.
Yeah.
High scoring.
Yeah.
But it was, we got the job done. Yep. That's all we need to do, really. We need to...
I think it needs to be one that sets us back on the course.
Yeah.
It needs to be a 1-0. Like, just to get it done, get the business done, like a 1 or a 2-0, and just be routine, and then come back to home against Everton again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you reckon we get 3 points from there?
Yeah, 3 from Leicester.
Yeah. Everton?
Everton at home, I think is a way different game than what it was away. Obviously, we lost away from home, but I think that should be the easiest 3 points for us.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah.
And then Bournemouth as well, I think should be another easy
also at home.
also at home.
So this is the thing. Our next couple, our next six, out of our next six games, we have four home games.
Yes.
Which is pretty good. So
the interesting one, well, the next three are pretty interesting. Fulham away.
Yeah.
At Craven Cottage.
Yeah.
Will Fulham still be firing in four games? You'd imagine so.
Yeah.
Don't see why they'd drop off. But I'm just, yeah, I'm a little bit worried for that.
As much as I want to say it's a win, because I feel like from these six games, we can win every single one of them. I think if we're serious for the title, we will win every single one of them.
Yep.
But obviously that's in 3-4 weeks' time.
Yep.
We don't know what's going to happen in that time. There could be some serious injuries. There could be some, who knows?
Yeah.
At this point in time, if our next game was Fulham away, I would be a little worried.
Yes.
In which I would say, I would say a draw.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to say a draw for that for the moment, honestly. Because I think that'll be really hard.
Yeah.
And then Palace as well is not going to be easy either.
Yeah. At home, which is better. Better for us.
Yep.
I think Palace, like we've said so many weeks before, they just seem a bit weird, don't they? They just get results when they shouldn't. They don't get results when they should.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a draw there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'd put for this, to be honest.
It's so hard to say.
I really don't know.
But I'm honestly going to put a draw again.
Okay, I'm happy to put a draw. I feel like out of all the games that... like I said, that's a game Palace. I feel like we should win that game.
Yep.
But it's also a game that I can see Palace doing well in because they're just a bit weird like that.
Yep. The reason I've done the next six is because I think if we're serious about the league, we need to be winning five out of six.
Yep.
15, 16 points out of 18, I think we need to be getting if we really want to push City.
Yeah, agreed.
And put all the pressure on them, pretty much. But I think we should be beating Leeds, honestly.
Yeah, agreed. Easy 3 points, I feel like, for Leeds. Despite us talking about the away game against them being pretty difficult, and they should have probably won that game, and I still think this should be 3 points.
I think it should be pretty routine again.
They won't have a reason to have a new manager bounce or anything like that. So,
yeah.
And that's the thing. Is there any games here, actually, that any team could get a new manager bounce? Leicester, no. Everton, no, because they just got one. Bournemouth, possibly.
Maybe, but I don't think they have the facilities to even test this with a new manager bounce anyway.
Yeah, but also, would think that again from Southampton, but they just went and beat Chelsea. That's so true. And that's the thing. New manager bounce is serious. It's a serious thing. It's really a thing.
It's insane.
So
Fulham, they're pretty... Marco Silva's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Palace, I think Vieira's pretty safe no matter what he does.
And Leeds just got a new manager, so
he should be fine.
Yeah.
On to cities.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, I think, easy 3 points.
Right? Yeah, agreed. Thump them.
Newcastle. Newcastle at home, though.
Newcastle at home.
They have dropped off.
And this is Newcastle after the Carabao Cup. And this is also Newcastle without Nick Pope.
Without Nick Pope, yes.
Without Nick Pope. Yep. Unfortunately, I think this is a win. I've just forgotten about Nick Pope, but I think this is a win for City.
I think it's 3 points for him.
Yeah.
Palace, I think probably we've got a draw against us. They drew against United. I don't know. I think it's probably 3 points as well, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. City against Palace is always weird. It's either they always thump them, I don't know. Palace is City's bogey team.
That's true.
That's what I am just like.
0-1 or 3 points. What's your call there? It could honestly go anyway. City have a few bogey teams.
I think they do. Everyone does. I feel like
Wolves, Palace,
we've got a lot. Yeah. Everton. One point. Yeah, just say one.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's tough. It's one or three for me. I don't think they lose that game.
It's actually worth noting as well that in our run, we've probably got one or two European games.
Yes,
in
true.
Their run, they've got two.
They've
definitely
got two and an FA Cup. Got to be taken into account.
So it depends where that is. That could change.
Yeah.
But then we've got the Hammers. City have got the Hammers at home.
Yeah.
West Ham. I think that depends how David Moyes is going. This is so hard.
It is very hard. I think... The issue is with these sort of predictions, right? You just never... Like, would you... We would have never predicted them to drop points against Forest.
Yep.
there's so many games that City have dropped points in that you just wouldn't expect them to. Yeah, so exactly. Us even saying that they would go it's and beat Premier Newcastle League, at home without Nick Pope, Loris Karius will probably come and drop him. Like, you never know. Like,
drop a monster class.
Or not the Karius, because Dubravka will play that big game. But either way.
I'm going to say 3 points, honestly.
Yeah, so.
And I'm going to be hopeful in the next one. Man City versus Liverpool. Even though Man City are at home at the Etihad, I think Liverpool come and get a win.
Okay.
And that's my bias coming through.
Okay.
There's no reason they should, but I'm sure they will.
No. And that's the thing is that you know, as we were saying, City, you'd expect them to win sort of certain games.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll say 0. I was going to say 1. Just because it's at home, I feel like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm unsure about that game. But we'll say 0. We'll say that Liverpool will win that game.
We'll be hopeful for now. It's say 0.
Yeah.
And then you got Southampton, which should...
Should be a win.
Should be a win.
Should, should be.
We got 3 points there. So that means we put Arsenal on 14 points.
Yeah.
And City with 13. Is that right?
Yes. 13. Yeah, it is. Okay.
So it keeps things hot.
Yeah.
Basically. And it should just be interesting to see where that goes, eh?
Mm. Interestingly, actually, you know what? Should we, for the sake of it, get United in there?
I think next week, because that'll...
We can, yeah. Because maybe we can keep this, and next week we revise this, what we've said here.
Yep.
And
then we'll see. And we'll do five. We'll do five games. We'll do five. We'll have played Leicester. They'll have played Bournemouth. We'll do the next five games, and we'll add United in.
Yeah.
And we'll add in the where the European games are, because I think the draw will be done by then.
Yes.
For the round of 16 for us.
And I think those European games and other cup games will determine our response to those fixtures in between them. So.
Yeah. All right then. Well, I suppose now what's left to do is to move on to our predictions.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Very interesting week, eh?
Very interesting week.
I'm absolutely buzzing.
Yeah. You've had a good week.
I got 8 points.
Yeah.
So what I got Spurs. I called Spurs 2-0. It was 2-0 to West Ham. To Spurs. They beat West Ham. I called 3-1 United Leicester, which you did as well.
Yeah.
So I got 1 point from that.
Yeah.
I called Wolves to lose to Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Jesus.
So Wolves 0-1 Bournemouth.
One.
So I got 3 points from that. And then the rest were absolute stinkers.
Yeah.
I think neither of us got any points between Brentford, Palace, Brighton, Fulham, Chelsea, Southampton, Everton, Leeds, Forest, City. And then obviously 0 points, Arsenal, City. I said 2-1. We lost. And Villa and Arsenal got the result right, but not the score, so 1 point. So that leaves me on 8 points.
Mm.
Buzzing.
Yeah, pretty good for you. obviously, I said the same for you as you for the City game.
Yep.
As in the Arsenal City game.
Yeah, yeah.
So nothing from that. Villa, Arsenal, I said 2-0, so I got a point for that.
Yep.
Brentford Palace, I said 3-0 as well. You said 3-0?
Yeah, we both said 3-0.
Both said 3-0. Got that wrong. So. Brighton Fulham, I said a 1-1 draw, in which this was also our player prediction goal scorer game, in which I said Andreas.
Yeah, I said Mitrovic, neither of them scored, so Fulham didn't even score. No, actually, no. Yeah, no, they did, but...
Yeah, it was 1-0.
But they didn't win, yeah.
But it didn't win. So, no points there as well. Chelsea, Southampton, 3-0. Obviously, Southampton won 1-0, so got that wrong. Everton, Leeds. I said 1-0 Leeds. It was 1-0 Everton.
Uh-huh.
Not a great week for me. I said City would beat Forest 4-0. They drew 1-1.
That's right.
I said Wolves Bournemouth 1-1. It was 1-0 Bournemouth. Bournemouth, sorry.
Yeah, Bournemouth. Come on, buddy.
Newcastle Liverpool. I said Newcastle would win 2-1.
Yeah, we both said 2-0. That, and it was
Liverpool. United Leicester. I said 3-1. It was 3-0. That was close, but no but cigar.
We said the same.
And Spurs West Ham, I said 1-0, and it was 2-0. So those two games this morning, I was super close to.
Yep.
But no points.
No cigar. So you got
3 points this week.
3 points. And I got 8. Which, do you have the table there? Did you
do
the...
Oh, yeah.
The scores? I storm into the lead. 20 points to your 16. I'm in the process of figuring out what shirt I want.
Get searching.
I was looking it up yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, Anyways.
Like, long way to go.
Hey, but that just shows. That just shows how quickly it can turn.
That's right.
Because I had a pretty good lead at the start.
Yep.
And now you're in front by 4 points. But those 4 points can be really quickly
making. They can turn around real quick. Yeah. I got 5 points on you this week, so yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we do match week 25?
Yes.
Do you want to start us off with Fulham and Wolves?
For this week, we've only got 8 games to predict from the Premier League. Two games aren't being played, which is the United game, which I believe they play Brentford.
Yep.
Not being played. Newcastle, their game against...
Oh, I can't even remember.
I don't remember who
probably
it was.
Probably Wolves, I think.
Nah, it wasn't Wolves.
Oh, no, it wasn't Wolves. They play Fulham.
Probably like Wrexham or some shit, but anyways. first game, Fulham-Wolves. I have a 2-1 win for Fulham.
Ooh, okay. I said 2-0 to Fulham.
Okay. I think Wolves, they've slightly come back into it. Obviously, this week they've just lost to Bournemouth 1-0, which was a bit surprising after their couple of decent results prior. But I think they can get a goal here at least. And I think Fulham win 2-1, comfortable home win for them. I feel like, yes, I said 2-1, but I feel like it'll be comfortable.
Do you reckon they'll get a goal?
Yeah,
Wolves are gonna go. Yeah, see, I've gone comfortable routine 2-0 to Fulham. So, Everton Villa.
Yep.
I have gone Villa. They just played City and then they played Arsenal. Everton, realistically, they had the one game manager bounce. The second game they lost to Liverpool.
Yeah,
I think Short and Dyche is going to need more than 2-3 weeks to impose himself. I think Emery will not be happy after the way he lost to Arsenal. So I'm going to say 3-1 Villa to beat Everton.
Okay.
Away from home.
It's a nice little bounce for Villa.
It is.
Bounce back.
Yeah.
I've said Everton will lose to Villa. 1-0.
1-0?
Yeah. I think I agree. I think Sean Dyche, as much as he came in, new manager bounce against us, won a game. The game against Liverpool, they seemed off the pace. They just lost to Leeds 1-0 at home as well.
Yep.
They've got a home game again, and I think they lose 1-0 again.
Yep. No, fair enough. So. Leeds-Southampton?
Leeds-Southampton, I said this... I really wanted to say this was comfortable for Leeds. I don't know why. I think Southampton... Again, they just got new manager bounce.
Yep.
Very prevalent in the last couple of weeks, isn't it? But...
It's about that time.
Yeah. All right, Lizzo.
Hey.
I've said Leeds 3-1.
3-1.
3-1. I was going to say 3-0, but I thought, I think Leeds concede here. 3-1. Yeah. I think it's comfortable, though, for Leeds. I don't know why. I just get the feeling that it's comfortable.
See, I've gone the other way. I've gone the new manager bounce will...
Continue.
Wow. No, I've gone the other way. I've gone for a 1-1.
Okay, right.
So, I think it should be pretty even. Because they both got new managers.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yep. Southampton more recently, but I've gone 1-1.
Okay.
Should be interesting to say the least. Let's do Leicester Arsenal.
Leicester Arsenal.
Leicester. Leicester.
Yeah.
I've gone for a high scoring game.
Yep.
As it was the first time.
Yep.
4-2 to us. I've gone 3-2 to the Arsenal.
Okay.
I can never back against them. But I think it'll be a lot more stressful than we think, and it'll be 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've said the same as you.
3-2.
But without the 2.
3-0.
Nil. I think this is comfortable. I think we continue to. I think the Villa game was a good kickstart for another win streak for us. Yep. I think we go to Leicester. We keep them out 3-0.
Right. Fair enough.
Harry Soutard disaster class, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Oh, look, that's the one time he can...
Yeah,
he can hold.
I'm happy for him to drop a stinker.
He can hold it for us.
Yeah.
West Ham Forest.
Yep.
What do you reckon?
I think they come away from the City game feeling, you know what? We got smacked, but we got a point there. I think they go to West Ham. I think they go West Ham away from home, and they win 2-1. I think Forest continue. You know what? Forest seem to just pick up results out of nowhere.
They do, don't they?
Like people, I feel like in my head they're like near the relegation zone, but they're not.
No.
They're doing all right. They're getting results. Like,
they're 13th, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Something like that. But I think they go and win this game against West Ham. They just lost this morning to Spurs.
Well, what'd you say?
I said 2-1.
2-1?
I said 2-1. 2-1 Forest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I've gone the other way. I've gone 2-0 to West Ham.
Okay.
I think David Moyes is just getting... coming back to where he was.
All right.
Maybe not where he was, obviously, because they're not doing well, but
yeah.
I think 2-0, it should be... like... they'll start to pick up a few more points
yeah,
West Ham,
yeah.
I think. So, I've gone, yeah, I went 2-0.
Yeah.
No real reason. They're at home.
Yeah.
No reason not to, so...
yeah.
I think Forrest might have used all their legs against City, chasing the ball.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, we'll just see how we go, I reckon.
Yeah.
Although, speaking of against City,
yeah.
I have gone... Bournemouth. City versus Bournemouth. Yeah. As you said, what, last week or the week before?
Yeah.
That City will... destroy whoever they played then.
Forest, yeah.
For a 5-0.
Wow.
City win.
Thumping.
Away from home.
Yeah.
I think they'll be pissed off against... because they played so well against Forest.
Yeah.
I think if they play anything like that against Bournemouth, Bournemouth are holding nine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it could be another record sort of...
so, yeah. I've
number of goals.
5-0 to City.
I have not learnt my lesson from last week, and I've also repeated exactly what the Forest game was, and I've said 4-0 City.
4-0, okay, so we're both thinking that.
So if they go and drop points to Bournemouth, I'm never backing City ever again.
That's never a good sign.
In games that they should win, apart from if it's against Arsenal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Palace Liverpool, what'd you get?
I think this is a tough game for Liverpool. I think despite their good form, over the past couple games, they've brought themselves back up, haven't they? They seem to be on a streak. However, this game, away from home, Palace are a bit of a weird team, like we've said. And I think Palace can grind out a 1-1 draw here.
Yeah, I've gone the exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, Palace being a weird team. Liverpool, they probably think they're on top of the world. They've got two results against Newcastle and Everton. I think they're going to be grinded to a bit of a stop.
Yeah.
Just for a week. They can probably... probably
they can afford to it, yeah.
But yeah, maybe. I think they can't afford anything. What do you mean?
No, I don't know why I said that, actually. Yeah, what are they, like eighth?
Yeah, I think so.
So they really need the points here, so. Yeah.
Speaking of needing points, Spurs and Chelsea.
Yeah, there's a lot of points needed there.
There's a lot of points needed, and there's not a lot of goals.
No, I've said this, not a lot of goals either.
We both said 1-0, didn't we?
We both did say 1-0.
Yeah, who'd you say it for?
I said to Chelsea.
Oh, I said to Spurs.
Now, I said to Chelsea because I had a quick look. I had a little spark in my brain told me, all right, go check some previous results.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I have discovered that in the last 13, I believe, it's either 13 or 14, in the last 13 meetings of this game, Chelsea have not lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the game they won like 6-0 as well?
Like
2 seasons ago? Or was that Chelsea against United?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Spurs against United.
Spurs against United, sorry.
It was 6-0, wasn't it? Was
something like that.
Yeah, either way.
But fair enough.
But Chelsea, I think Chelsea win this away from home. I think despite, I've backed Chelsea every single week since they've bought Enzo and Mudryk, and they have not won a game, right? I backed them last week to beat Southampton comfortably, and they lost. I think they go to this game, and...
see, I think
I'm
going
to continue. I could very easily go, you know what, Chelsea, you've really not done it for me in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to back Spurs.
That was my reasoning.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, every time I backed them, I'm like, they have to start doing something with this bad team they've got.
Yeah.
Graham Potter has to start, like, you know, contributing.
Yeah.
But, Spurs at home. Conte's going to put up two backs of five, and then just... try and counter as he does, as they try to do against us, as they try to do against everyone. Yeah. And I think Son scored, so it could be, he could be back. Kulusevski's back. Kane's in need of a goal.
Yeah.
So I think, I just think Spurs will get a level of the line, 1-0. Yeah,
okay.
And then so finally, the Carabao
Cup. Actually, wait, I want to say, how many score lines do we have the same here? With a 1-1 game against... Palace, Liverpool's the only one we've got the same, no?
Yeah, I think so. Leicester, West Ham.
What did you say for Leeds, Southampton again? I missed
Bournemouth,
that. You said Southampton win, didn't you?
Bournemouth, we were on goal different. I said 1-1 for...
oh, yes, sorry.
For Leeds and Southampton.
Right.
Bournemouth, I said 5-0. You said 4-0.
Yeah.
Palace, Liverpool, we went the same one. Spurs and Chelsea went opposite ways.
Yeah. Okay, so well, that's pretty good this week.
What did you do for the Carabao Cup?
Okay, so we're doing... because there's only 8 games... this week in the Premier League, or we're only choosing eight because by the time the next two are on like a Thursday or something, so we're disregarding that.
Yep.
We're only predicting eight games, and as a result, we are adding in the Carabao Cup final.
Yep.
In which we've decided that if we get the scoreline of this game right, because it's an add-in, it's 5 points.
Yep.
Plus, we're also doing the goal scorer for this game
from this one, which will still be the standard 1 point.
Yes,
because there's a lot riding on that. But,
So United Newcastle. I think prior to the weekend, I would have backed Newcastle.
Yeah, but
weirdly, I don't know why. I think even though United are on amazing form, I think Newcastle, it's their first, what, like we said, it would have been 55 years without silverware or something ridiculous like that.
They need to be up for it.
They need to be. And I think they will. But unfortunately, I think United's good form will take over.
Yeah.
And so I've actually said here, I think United...
You want to play with the big boys, you got to start.
And this is the thing. Even for United, they haven't won a trophy in a good couple of years.
Yeah, so
they need this.
They'll be up
probably
for it
just as much as Newcastle, really, as a club standard.
Their fans are going to be unbearable, but whatever.
I think I've said 2-1 to United after extra time.
Oh, really?
So I think it'll be 1-1 going into extra time.
You get extra points for that, or is it?
Well, this is my question. Do I get extra points for that sort of prediction?
Well, look, we're already making it 5 points.
We are. Yeah, that's true. Maybe the extra point's already in there. Yeah. I'm taking the risk there of saying 2-1 after extra time.
Yeah, okay.
Should I put here that my full-time score is 1-1? My full 90-minute score. Or is it just,
I think it's just
whichever
result.
Team wins?
I think it's just result.
Result, and result. Then, yeah.
This is another question.
But
what if it's nil-all, goes to penalties, and United win 2-1 on penalties?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that what if they win 2-1 in 90 minutes?
I think that counts.
Or should I just bin the after extra time off and just say they win 2-1?
Well, if they win 2-1 in 90 minutes, they've won.
Yeah, then but if they win 2-1 in
the
if they
the
win 2-1 after extra time,
so that's the end result.
Should I bin off this after extra time bullshit here?
I don't think it matters.
I think United. I'll take it out.
Whether
just
it's
because if United win and they win 2-1,
whether it's after 90
points.
or 120, and what I want to do is say if it goes to penalties, that's nil all.
Mm-hmm.
I put in 3-1 United to win.
I think we should.
I think
scoreline only counts up until 120 minutes.
Yes.
If they go and win 2-1 with penalties, then that doesn't count.
So. But if it is a draw, penalties. Do you want to... But it's... Yeah.
Either way, if it's a draw, going into penalties...
Do you want to do... We can do that for penalties as well. Say, because I've got 3-1. If United win 3-1 on pens, then I could get the points. If United win 2-1
on pens. I don't think United will win 2-1 on pens, but we'll keep it either.
I don't
think
it'll go to
That's
pens,
our score prediction.
And so our
we'll figure it out next week.
Our goal scorer is also for that game.
Yeah.
And I have gone, speaking of penalties, I've gone, what's his name?
Bruno Fernandes.
Fernandes.
Yep.
Yes, I've gone Fernandes.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Don't say Rashford. Say like Dan Byrne.
No, I didn't say Rashford, and I knew you said Fernandes, so I went something for a little bit different. Hasn't scored a goal for United since he's been bought. Wout Weghorst.
That is different.
That is certainly different. If he starts, I think he scores. Don't know why. Just think.
That is
think
different.
Just think he scores.
I don't That's even just know my if prediction. He starts.
Well, I don't know if he starts either.
That's bold.
But I'm just going for it. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to get 2-1 right, so I got 5 points anyways. So, and I'll be 21. Can you do something for me?
Yeah, well, it won't matter because I'll have all the other scores right. So.
Yeah, righto.
Except
anyways.
Palace Liverpool, because that means you get points. Yeah. So. All right. Well, is that it?
That is it for our predictions of match week 25.
And for the episode.
Episode 6.
Yeah.
Not as long as we thought it would be. I was sort of thinking, this will be about 2 hours. I'm happy with the length.
I'm sure the people won't be happy with the length.
Yeah.
Are you happy with good? Anyway.
Anyhow.
That is
episode 6 done. Next week, what have we got to cover next week?
Well, what? We got an Arsenal game.
There'll be some European obviously. Fixtures that'll be done.
There will be the second lot of European games, which we didn't talk about.
Yeah, which we stuffed up. I thought that all eight of them
were in
the same week.
I think we talked
whatever.
About 8 last week.
Yeah.
So... We'll cover them
we'll
next
cover
week.
Cover all
for
of
sure.
the fixture
and then,
and stuff.
So what we'll do next week, we'll cover the first 4.
Yep.
And then we'll cover the next 4.
Yes.
For the week.
Yeah.
So and then after that we'll talk about who's gonna go further. Anyway. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. What else we got next week? Nothing.
Yeah, Arsenal, there's nothing crazy. Europe, some just normal Prem games.
The results.
Yeah.
Just so, standard procedure,
just
isn't
a chill, it? Chill episode 7. So tune in. We'll be posting as much as we were last week on TikTok. We were pretty good on TikTok this week.
We did two a day for the last couple of days on TikTok. Yeah. So like and subscribe, follow, share.
Yeah. And we will see you.
I've been Dan. He's been Tom.
And I have been Tom.
He has been. And he will continue to be Tom.
I will always be Tom.
And so, till next week, eh?
Yeah. See ya.